With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Five Democrats running for their party's nomination to challenge Republican Greg Gianforte for Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House met in their second public forum in Helena last night. They continued working to distinguish themselves as uniquely qualified to beat Gianforte. A Democrat has not represented Montana in the U.S. House since 1996. Each candidate was given 2 minutes to make their best argument for why they should be the party's candidate. Kathleen Williams is a former three-term state representative from Bozeman.
We need the most qualified candidate with policy expertise that knows how to make lobbyists work for them rather than the other way around. We need someone who can hit the ground running in D.C. because they've been tried by fire in the Montana legislature.
Billings attorney John Heenan said he's practiced in standing up for people who aren't being represented fairly.
I've been fighting for people across the state that are getting a raw deal. They're getting screwed over. The system doesn't work for them. Government doesn't work for them. And they need help, real help, not just a little bit of help, a lot of help. They need a fair deal.
Heenan, the first to announce his candidacy, is pushing hard early in the primary campaign. Two-term Senator Linda Moss from Billings is the most recent candidate to announce.
I believe that our connections are stronger than our differences. I believe that we have an opportunity together, all of us, to work at the grassroots level, together to change how our congressional office works, to make sure that the work that we do in Montana is respected.
Whitefish attorney Jared Pettinato emphasized his family's Montana heritage in a service with the U.S. Department of Justice.
I am the only candidate in the race, either side of the aisle, born and raised in Montana. Fourth generation, railroaders, working class people. That's where I come from. I spent 9 years defending Montana's public lands. I know what's going on with how D.C. works.
Grant Keir from Missoula has spent a decade as a director of a public land trust. The second Democrat to announce, Keir gave one of the evening's smoother performances, transitioning between broad, digestible talking points for general voter appeal.
I'm running because I believe right now we need somebody in Congress who is more interested in mending fences than building walls. I think that right now what we need is somebody who has a proven track record for delivering on the promises they've made to Montana families and to Montana communities.
The five candidates face questions on expanding healthcare access, LGBTQ rights, standing up to President Donald Trump, and representing the state's native tribes. Candidates tended to agree on those issues. Each was then given a minute to talk about a topic of their choosing. Keir called for the overturning of the 2010 Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which allowed unlimited spending by corporations on behalf of political candidates. During the first Democratic candidate forum in Butte in November, John Heenan also called for Citizens United to be overturned, while Kathleen Williams noted it wouldn't be a simple process and candidates shouldn't give the idea lip service. But Keir says Citizens United is the root of a lot of the country's problems.
Every one of these things, we can point to corrupt politics, people being bought as politicians.
Jared Pettinato took his extra time to criticize President Trump for rolling back regulations that Pettinato says protect people's personal privacy, workplace safety, and healthcare options.
They withdrew all sorts of labor protections, education protections, and we need to bring all of those back. And I want to expand unions.
Linda Moss used her time to talk about the importance of public lands and called for more support of nonprofit groups that support public land causes.
I think it's important that we all work hard to make sure we support our incredible nonprofit sector that is providing the support we need for all of that work and continue to protect this remarkable landscape that we have in Montana.
John Heenan returned to healthcare policy. All the candidates agreed the country's healthcare system needs fixing, but Heenan was most vocal for a quick and drastic change.
Let's be bold. Our healthcare system's not just a little bit broken, it's totally broken. So let's rebuild it in a way that helps everybody. That's Medicare for all.
Kathleen Williams says she worries about how LGBTQ groups will be treated under the Trump administration.
We need someone that will go to Congress that will work to advance those issues and fight for those rights so that they don't get unraveled.
The Lewis and Clark County Library was packed with more than 70 people standing, sitting, and pouring out into the conference room hall to hear the candidates speak. Regular primary election voter registration closes May 7th. Primary election day is June 5th. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.